Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. All right, welcome back. I'm sending you this video from Minnesota, halfway across the country on a road trip here with my Gibson L50. And I'm going to continue on with the subject from last time. We've got to secondary dominance. I'm going to expand it into a much larger thing, but a quick review. And if you're just entering on this video, I'd suggest you go and check out the rest of this series. It's called Symmetry, to see what led up to this point, because otherwise some of the things I say won't make a lot of sense. But as a quick review, let's say we've got a two chord sequence leading to a place, you know. So we've got, let's say we're going to C, and we have secondary dominant, dominant, tonic, D7, G7, C. Okay, so that's using G7 as a dominant. Now we have other secondary dominants that could go to G7. So we've got A flat 7, G7, C. We got B7, G7, C. We got D7, G7, C we just did. And we got F7, G7, C. Okay, and those all have different sounds if you're just sort of improvising, you know. I just went through the four: D, F, A flat, and B7 to G7 to C. And then, okay, so that's with G7, but then let's say we have a different dominant to C. Let's say we have B flat 7 to C. So the four dominants we have to a secondary dominant for that, they're actually the same chords, but it leads to a different progression because it's a different dominant. So we have F7, B flat 7, C, right? A flat 7, B flat 7, C, B7, B flat 7, C. And D7, B flat 7, C, right? Oops, my phone is still working. Okay, sorry, I'm running out of batteries, so I'll try and get through it here. And of course, these don't have to go to C major, they can go to C minor, all of these, you know. But for now, I'm just saying C, meaning C major or C minor, any kind of destination, you know, whatever route. Then we have D flat 7 as our dominant, and all those same four chords can go to D flat 7 to C. So we got A flat 7 to D flat 7 to C. B7 to D flat 7 to C. Right? D7 to D flat 7 to C. And then F7 to D flat 7. That's kind of. Those are kind of nice. Okay, so that's two chords, right? Now, if we could say, so that's 16 different chord progressions, secondary dominant, dominant to tonic. And we could say, okay, what if we have a dominant of the dominant of the dominant? That would be what we call a tertiary dominant. So it was like A7 to D7, G7C, you know, sort of like 6251 root was. Now we've, of course, heard this type of thing before, right? You say, well, how many of those would there be? Well, there'd be 4 times 4 times 4. There'd be 64 of those, right? So 64 little chord progressions you can make with those three functions, tertiary, secondary, and then dominant and to tonic, okay? But you can keep going each time you go. You could add another chord, and it's going to be 64 times 4, you know, 256 or whatever that is, you know, and keep going and going, 1,024, you know, with five chords or something like that. But this is not a new idea. I put a link in the notes for this. I will put a link to a recording that I refer to sometimes from 1945 of Don Byas with Slam Stewart, you know, where he's playing this thing that they do on Rhythm Changes a lot from that time period. This sounds like, you know, if you're playing Rhythm Changes. That kind of sound. So what am I doing? I'm starting F sharp 7 to B7 to E7, A7, D7, G7, C7, F7. Back to the tonic. So this is a matter of saying, if you wanted to get to B flat, where would you have to start? If you wanted to play so four bars of chords. That's a common pathway that's used, you know, on that recording and on many, many other recordings in the context of Rhythm Changes, usually starting on F sharp and going down through the circle of fifths to with eight chords. And if you start at F sharp 7, you get eight chords, F sharp, B, E, A, D, G, C, F, B flat. You land on B flat after eight chords. But you can imagine if you applied this concept to this pathway thing that we've been doing. Well, we had 64 chords with just three chords. We had, I don't know, 512, I forget, well, whatever, it's big numbers. Each time you multiply by four. So four to the eighth power is like some very, very large number that you would have if you allowed any pathway for any of those movements. Like when you play F sharp 7, B7, E, A, D, G, C, you're only using one type of movement. That's movement by fifths, you know, down a fifth or up a fourth. You know, on guitar, we often think of it as up a fourth, but it's, you know, same thing. Down, up a fifth, down a fifth, up a fourth. Right? But you could start an F sharp 7 and you could do something like. I just went up in whole steps. I could combine whole steps with, I don't know, with fifths, you know, something like. So I'm going something like, I could do a little loop. So the four movements that we have are down by a half step, or I should start. We go down by a fifth, that's this. Then we have half steps. Then we have up by whole steps. And then we have down by major thirds, you know. And you could do any of those at any step, and you'll still end up, well, no matter what you do after those eight chords, you're going to end up either on F7, A flat 7, B7, or D7. It's pretty cool. So you say, let's say we do F sharp 7 to F7 to B flat 7 to C7 to D7 to D flat 7 to G flat 7 to F7 to B flat. Or we could say F sharp 7 to F7 to B flat 7 to A7 to B7 to E7 to A7 to D7 to B flat. or we could say F sharp 7 to A flat 7 to B flat 7 to A7 to D7 to E7 to F sharp 7 to F7 to B flat. I mean, I'm just using those four types of movements to move around in different ways. And I'm playing chords here, but you could think of it just, you know, as a melodic tool as well. Like, so I did something like, no, that wasn't quite what I did. So I did like, all right, I went to G and then to C7, to B, to E, to A, to D, back to B flat, you know. So you can think of that, it can give you a way to a melodic pathway just by thinking of the chords, and then truly no one will know what you're doing. But anyway, you know, it's a way to functionally make pathways that are kind of endless, right? So I'm going to attach the sheet. I said I was going to attach last time, but I forgot to. So it's a sheet from my book that shows these pathways, what can move to what, you know, basically, and how you could just create endless pathways. There's also a minor part of that that I will ask you to ignore until we get to that, I guess, in the next thing. But this is quite a bit of stuff to mess around with. You know, this is something I've been working on for a while, so it's not particularly easy to get all this stuff flowing. But working on one type of movement at a time helps, and just coming up with little melodic things that go through it. You know, then tunes like Skippy, this is a monk tune. So it's a million chords moving, but they're always moving in a circle of fifths type of stuff, which means that on that tune, you have the option to do these other moves as well, and it's all going to work out functionally because it's in this grid where you can't really escape the movement unless you make a wrong step. And even if you do make a wrong step, you just step the other way and come back. So anyway, that's enough for now. I will continue this in a few days. All right. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading, we work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.